CliffCentral.com.
It's time for us to direct our attention at something that we haven't spoken to in a whole week, but it feels like, you know, again, so much has happened. So we've got Sean Saunders on the line with us now. Hey, Sean, how are you doing? Sean is, of course, with Revix. He is the co-founder, CEO of Revix. Revix has had an incredible couple of years. You guys have been scaling up in enormous ways. You've offered all kinds of things. In the last year, pretty much every week we spoke to you, you were offering something new in terms of what was available on your platform. And I know this is going to be a good year for us because crypto is just going to become more and more important in the world. There's no doubt about that. It does, however, move around quite a lot. And this time last week, we were sitting in almost the same place, but it's gone up and it's gone down in between, you know, in a quite dramatic fashion. Is there anything to worry about, first of all? Because that's the first thing anybody in crypto asks. What should we be doing? Is there anything that we need to have a knee-jerk reaction to? Obviously, you're going to say no to that, Sean. But we're at, what, $41,700 a Bitcoin?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Thanks for having me on again.
Morning.
Gosh, I mean, what kind of week would it be if you didn't see a bit of up and a bit of down, right, in the world of crypto? Because at the end of the day, this is a truly free market, right? Yeah. I mean, you don't have big central banks buying into the crypto space yet. And I think that's the opportunity as well. It is still this nascent asset class. A lot of sort of fund managers and stuff haven't come around to actually investing in this asset class because of the volatility. So there's this kind of a good side to the volatility, which is that it is an opportunity. And then there's the bad side because, you know, you get the market timing wrong. Yeah, you can lose a fair amount of money. I mean, we've been incredibly upfront about that throughout the years that we've been with Cliff Central, just saying, remember that this is a very risky asset class. Like, you don't go into crypto and invest your life savings. That is silly.
Right.
But not to have exposure to the fastest growing investment category of all time, yeah, that to me seems silly as well.
All right, let's get into some specifics this week because I think, you know, we've done a lot of kind of general and very interesting stuff around crypto over the last couple of months. But let's talk about Cardano, because Cardano is one of those that you offered right in the beginning. And it had a bit of a lackluster run for a short while. There was not a whole lot happening. And then suddenly Cardano's the talk of the town this week. Why?
Oof, that's a great question. So I'll get into that in a moment, but it seems like Mbolelo is wearing the Cardano top today, actually. It's like that blue, I don't know if that was planned, but it seems like it.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd swing me some, Sean. It's inception, you know what I mean? It's tough times.
Yeah, no, I like it. Okay, so Cardano. So just for reference sake, Cardano is up about 20% over the last 7 days. 290-odd% over the last year. Uh-huh. And I mean, a lot of people that hear about Cardano, it's the same as Solana or Polkadot or, you know, all these up and coming cryptocurrencies.
Right.
But it's just important to remember that, remember, cryptos are software, right? And you had Bitcoin, which is sort of the V1. It was meant to be a way to transfer value from one party to another. So a payments focused cryptocurrency. And then you had the emergence of Ethereum, and Ethereum was meant to be a smart contract focused cryptocurrency. So you could build little applications on top of this blockchain network. And then third came the likes of Cardano, Polkadot, Solana. And what Cardano was really looking to do is to solve the challenges that the other networks were facing. So if you think about it, scalability right now amongst blockchains is actually terrible. And again, you have to sort of interact with blockchains to see this. But I mean, it costs a lot of money to utilize the Ethereum network. And I mean, unless you're playing with a really significant sum, it just doesn't make economic sense. Because remember, with cryptocurrencies, if you make a transaction of, say, R1 million or R2 million, it costs you exactly the same. So unless you're playing with really big numbers on Ethereum, it becomes just economically unfeasible. And this is really where Cardano steps in, because it's deemed itself, where it's sort of become this third generation blockchain. It's the largest proof of stake blockchain, so it's environmentally friendly. And I think that's actually something that'll be playing into institutions' favors as well over the next few years. And I mean, yeah, it's the fourth largest cryptocurrency. It's got a market value of $49.2 billion. Again, just looking at a South African sort of context, that's about 2 times more valuable than MTN, about 3 times more valuable than Standard Bank. So, I mean, this is a cryptocurrency that's got a lot of value behind it. An individual by the name of Charles Hoskinson started this back in 2015, and he was actually one of the co-founders of Ethereum itself. So this was sort of a branch away from Ethereum saying, listen, we can do things better. And that's where we sort of find ourselves today. Now, the excitement really with the price run-up has been around the emergence of smart contracts on the Cardano network. And this is actually only a recent development, going back to the analogy of thinking of different blockchains as software. You sort of introduce updates and upgrades as you go along. And now Cardano has introduced their smart contract functionality. And I mean, just the success of this, I mean, we're still in very early stages really, but the success of this really seems to be that the transaction fees are so significantly below that of Ethereum. So just for reference sake, the Ethereum blockchain had $5.9 billion worth of transactions over the last week. That cost $44 million in transaction fees. Okay, so that's a fair amount of money. Sure. Cardano's transaction volume was $5.3 million, right? So $5.3 billion with a B. So just a little bit less than Ethereum, but it costs 600 times less. That is really the big opportunity. Okay. So it just costs $5.6 million in gas fees. Now that's really the opportunity here. That's why people are getting excited about this, because all of a sudden, you know, Ethereum's been sort of a victim of its own success. Mm-hmm. It's done so well. It's got so many people and developers and all the rest sort of building and interacting with it, mm-hmm. that it's become congested. And now these other blockchains, the likes of Cardano, are sort of emerging and really challenging Ethereum's dominance. So over the next few years, you're definitely going to, and months and weeks and everything else in between, you're going to be seeing a lot more of what's been happening on Ethereum happen on Cardano. So the emergence of NFT projects, the emergence of decentralized finance or DeFi projects, mm-hmm. The metaverse. You know, yesterday, Microsoft actually made an announcement that they want to buy Activision Blizzard. Right, for right. $69 billion,
right,
which is a huge transaction, right? I mean, it's 40% above the market value, but Microsoft is seeing the same thing that Facebook is seeing, which is we want to interact with people in their social capacity as well as in the work capacity, and mm-hmm. we want to be, you know, in the metaverse as well. So it's super interesting developments in the world of crypto and Cardano.
That's amazing. And yeah, we are talking about enormous amounts of money that are being moved around from here to there. And if we can find ways of lowering those transaction fees, and if cryptocurrency is the way we do that, particularly one like Cardano, then you should get in. And what I would suggest to you is to sign up to Revix for free if you haven't already. Verify your ID, add funds, select the bundle of your choice, and you can also buy individual cryptocurrencies or anything else that you're interested in. Go and look at the range of products available to you on Revix, REVIX.com. And you can always get hold of Sean and his team there as well. They've got all the people that you need to answer your very complicated questions, because there are obviously some things that we can't get to on the show, or they're very particular things that you need help with. They will help you. Right, Sean?
Yes, sir. Indeed. Great, guys. Thanks very much. All right, man. Have a really good week.
Nice to see you, Sean. We'll speak
you
to you
too.
Soon. Cheers. CliffCentral.com.